This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of society. Speaking about the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said everyday essentials have become cheaper, reducing household expenses. He was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1 lakh crore rupees in Banswara, Rajasthan this afternoon. Accusing the opposition of spreading misinformation about GST, the Prime Minister asserted the GST reforms would benefit every section of society and ensure significant savings for families.
2017 में हमने जीएसटी लागू करके देश को टैक्स और टोल के जंजाल से मुक्ति दिलाई थी। नवरात्रि के पहले दिन से फिर जीएसटी में बहुत बड़ा सुधार किया गया है। इसका नतीजा ये हुआ है कि आज पूरा भारत जीएसटी बचत उत्सव मना रहा है। हर रोज इस्तेमाल की जाने वाली ज्यादातर चीजें सस्ती हो गई हैं।
Reiterating his call for Atmanirbhar Bharat, Mr. Modi urged citizens to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Defining Swadeshi as goods produced in India with the sweat and effort of its people, he stressed that embracing Swadeshi should be seen as a matter of national pride. Mr. Modi said Rajasthan was witnessing a historic moment, marking a new chapter in India's energy sector. He highlighted that across various states, power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees were launched simultaneously, demonstrating the country's growth at the speed of electricity. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. He said disruptions do not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. He said amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft Mark 1A for the Indian Air Force worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft, along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The production is expected to generate over 11,000 direct and indirect jobs per year for a duration of 6 years, giving a major boost to the domestic aerospace ecosystem. Union Minister Professor S.P. Singh Baghel inaugurated the Fish Tech Pavilion at World Food India in New Delhi. Talking to media, the minister said India is the second largest country in fish production with an export of more than 60,000 crore rupees. The major attraction at the pavilion is the prototype drone developed under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana. It is designed to transport up to 70 kilograms of fish and aquaculture products, enabling rapid and efficient movement from aggregation points to the markets. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said institutions driving the financial system play a very crucial role in the country's economic development. She said to further strengthen the economy, banks will have to play an increasingly important role in the times ahead. The finance minister emphasized that while technology is essential to accelerate economic growth, banks must also contribute with an innovative approach. She was speaking at a special function held in Pune to mark the 91st Foundation Day of Bank of Maharashtra. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all three podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. Anushka Thakur won the gold medal, edging out compatriot Anshika, who got the silver. Adya Agrawal claimed the bronze medal. However, in the men's event, Deependra Singh Shekhawat narrowly missed the gold to Kamil Nuri Akhmetov, who finished with 1 point more. Rohit Kanyan won the bronze medal. A 69-member Indian shooting contingent is competing in the Junior World Cup in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.